Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life. Under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, even Swabby Bob in the studio with us today for a special edition of the big show. A lot of stuff to cover today. First off, and we'll get to this a little bit more in detail as time goes on, but just a couple days ago, a big friend of the dive industry has passed. We're talking about Captain Don from Captain Don's Habitat in Bonaire. He was one of the grandfathers, the pioneers of diving in the Caribbean, and we're going to reflect on some of the impact he had on the industry, as well as I have an interesting little anecdote to share with you today as well. But we'll get into that a little bit later on. Obviously, our best goes to his family and friends there, especially the folks there in Bonaire. As I said, we got a lot of stuff to get into today. Last week, right after the show, I flew to Denver to surprise the scuba cowboy on his 50th birthday. And we'll get into that, you know, a giant cake, me and a thong, the whole thing. Get that story to share with you a little bit later on. Be prepared, or you've been warned is maybe more appropriate. But before we do that, you know, before I hopped on that plane, I had just enough time to catch Bill the Producer and our buddy Patrick there from the boat show to catch a play that they had put together, or a performance thing that they did for a thing called the Fringe Festival in Orlando, which is basically where they get a bunch of theater folk together. They put on plays. I don't know. There's probably, what, 50 of these things they put on, Bill? It's a lot of plays.
There are over 100.
A lot of them.
About 25 of them are national acts. About 25 are international acts. Yeah. About 50 of them are from the local area.
Yeah.
And each one of those performances is put on somewhere between 4 and 8 times.
Yes. Now, you know, we've talked about this in the past. We've had our Scuba Radio Christmas plays that Captain Patrick has been the author behind. And Bill obviously had a lot to do with that from a production standpoint. And we brought our crew together and, you know, did this little performance. It was...
And Swabby Bob is a master of radio theater.
Yes, and he has participated as well. And
he's given me that cockeyed look. He has produced at least 100 versions of War of the Worlds, or at least one.
Yeah,
at least one.
At least one.
Okay,
least
one. Somewhere in that vicinity.
1 to 100. Somewhere in between.
Okay. So he's an
rounded
artist.
To the nearest 100. He's done 100.
He's what we consider talent in the biz.
No. He
no?
is the exact
no,
opposite
your
of talent.
Talent.
Yeah.
And your lack of?
I am lack of.
No, a lot of people look at me that way.
Little inside radio story. The people that know how to push the buttons refer to the talent as talent, and it's not necessarily a compliment.
Ah.
Talent.
Oh, no, it's not a compliment at all.
Oh, it's definitely not a compliment. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, talent are people that come in and talk into microphones. Boy, that's
and
quite
usually
a talent
say,
you got there.
Oh, it's the talent.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what I am. And, yeah, you know, in this case, though, it was time to let the star shine on Bill the Producer and Captain Patrick as they put on this presentation at the Fringe Festival. And it was nice enough. They were nice enough to invite me along to watch the festivities and be in the audience. Now, they ended up pulling me up on stage. No, and I guess let me paint this picture for you, because I have no idea what I'm about to witness, other than I've been told they are going to put on a radio show play, or basically pretend that this is a real radio broadcast from this festival, and people from the other shows are going to come onto their show thinking they're getting free publicity for their show, which is on a radio show that doesn't exist and isn't broadcasting anywhere.
Kind of like this one.
Exactly. And I was like, okay.
It's art imitating life.
I better go to this thing and claim my 10%.
Yeah.
You know, find out how much money they're going to rake in on this presentation. So I go and I say, and that's all I'm told. And of course, everybody there that's showing up is falling for this thing. And they had lined
up. To be fair, you had a shirt.
I had
you
a,
were
shirt.
Given a shirt.
You, so I was part of the crew.
You were crew. You were staff.
Talent.
I was a plant, I guess, maybe. I was in on the joke, but I was probably the only one in the audience in on the joke. And all these people, including the guests that were going to appear on this play or show or mock show that they put together, had no idea this was fake. So they're going up there with the idea that they were getting on the radio, promoting their show, getting free publicity, advertising, whatever you want to call it, and very pumped up and excited to do so.
Now, Swabby Bob, in addition to being someone who knows how to push all the buttons and actually produce radio shows, which is a marginal talent.
Marginal.
He's also an engineer. So what he actually did was he
played himself.
He did play himself.
Wow.
He brought everything we would need to do a live radio remote with in-house sound, except for a connection to something outside of the room we were in.
So let me get this straight. He played himself as an engineer, but he played himself poorly because the equipment did not work the way he expected it to.
I don't know how many engineers you know. I think he played himself perfectly.
Oh, that hurts.
It didn't work the way he expected it to.
All right. So anyway, this was a convoluted mess is what I'm kind of getting down to. It was a fake show that didn't execute the way they thought it would. Technically, but the kicker for it, you know, I'm watching this and I'm seeing people in the audience reacting like, what the hell is going on? Kind of the same reaction we get to this show every week, as well. But this was different because I was actually witnessing their reaction there in the audience. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, what was this, the first guest? I think it was the first guest
that we had, and I actually did it as a favor because I've been involved with the Fringe for a long time, and my son, who some of you may have heard on Scuba Radio, my son Eric actually now works in theater, and he works with lighting and sound, and he actually was what they call a venue tech. He was in charge of one of the other venues, and he's going to be moving to Seattle, and one of these other acts that was in his venue is from the Pacific Northwest, and so as a favor to them, I had them on the show.
Ah, okay, so you were doing your son's friend a favor, so she comes up on stage.
Correct.
Thinking she's going to be interviewed for her show, which you do, but you guys are, by the way, you're also pretending to be a sports show.
Correct.
Which is, makes no sense whatsoever, because they're at a theater event. So, you know, he talks to her a little bit, and she goes, yeah, I'm doing this play. It's very inspirational. Da, da, da.
It's called Going On, by the way.
Yeah,
Going On.
And
you see it at a fringe festival in your neck of the woods.
So
Going On.
Bill is trying to do this interview, and as part of
character.
The act, in character, as a sports guy, he says, okay, well, look, you know, we're a sports show. You know,
actually, no, worse than that, because
what?
She just volunteered this information. She said, you know, there is a sports connection.
Right.
To my show.
Well, I think you even said that. You said, you know, we're a sports show. Is there any, I know it's a long shot, but is there any sports kind of element to your thing that would tie into what we do? And she goes, actually, there is a sports connection to my play. My parents were on the...
Hold on.
What?
She said, there is a sports connection. It's got to do with golf.
Right.
So we make a couple of jokes about golf, you know, not really much of a sport, really.
Yeah.
Right,
well, that doesn't really. That's like scuba diving. Yeah. Scuba diving's not a sport.
Yeah, we just did that just to poke at Greg.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, oh, yeah. Golf, big part of my show.
Yeah. I lost my parents on a golf course because they were struck by lightning.
No. Oh. She said they were killed on a golf course. And
oh
that brought
God.
The show to stop.
And, wow.
Well, no, looks, it didn't. I busted out hysterically.
Yes. Other than way in the back in the dark is this cackling human being.
Yeah.
Bill
oh
looks
my God.
At me.
Here I am.
I'm that the, pretty much ended it.
Right I am there. The only one who knows what's going on, realizing that Bill and Patrick are sitting there at the table playing this role, and as soon as she say her parents were killed, they look down at their shoes like, oh, my God.
I mean,
boy, did we just step in it. And I just start busting out hysterical, I mean, I literally almost fell out of my chair laughing so hard, and it was I was very conflicted because I
you're
knew
an evil. Evil
no, nobody
being.
In the audience knew. Like, why is he laughing at this?
What
girl's
a horrible
parents
man you
killed?
Are, Greg! You're a monster! Oh my God!
And but if they would have known what was actually going on, they would have laughed too, hysterically. Like, I hope you're listening right now, thinking that was funny.
That was the funniest
damn thing. Oh, my God, seeing Bill and Patrick in that awkward situation as a radio show host, kind of like how I am 95% of the time.
That is true.
Yeah, see?
Talent.
It's always exciting when someone dies because I wonder how exactly you're going to segue out of that because you always like to do it right out of the breaks, not going into the breaks like you probably should.
All right, so on that note... upbeat, fun. That was my amusing weekend last weekend. We'll get into much, much more. More diving related next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
What happened to me, motorcar? My bicycle is out on the sandbar. What happened to election day? The governor took that away. I could use a nice dry cigar. Ivan, blow them away, Ivan. Coming round the bay, Ivan. Have no invitation.
That is the Barefoot Man. Hurricane Ivan is what he's singing about. Or many years ago, I guess what, tomorrow is the beginning of hurricane season, Bill?
June
is that
the 1st.
Deal?
June the 1st. The hurricane season.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So you can kill them. You can hunt them and kill them.
Or
you have
come
to
up with
you have
a,
to have a permit.
New song. And, you know, speaking of... musicians that do, you know, diving, weather, fun, Caribbean-type tunes. Where the Scuba Cowboy turned 50 last weekend, and I surprised him. And we're going to talk about that in just a bit. Not only did I surprise him by going to hang with him in Denver, we ended up jamming for several hours. I played guitar with him and his band and just had a ball. But the best part was this giant cake and me in a thong. I'll save that story for later after you. You know, when we get more out of the window of dinner and lunchtime.
Yeah, West Coast, it's lunchtime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got to miss that.
I'm a sensitive person, as we just explained on that first segment. when you know, Bill's doing a play and pretending to be a radio person, and he interviews a lady who just...
You make it sound a lot more childish than it really is.
What do you mean childish?
Doing a play and you're pretending. And
no, I was impressed.
We were acting.
No,
we
were acting.
It's
you were
theater.
Actors.
It's theater.
Yeah.
And actually, absurd.
Patrick and I played a variety of characters across the run of our
show. Were you really playing a character when you looked down at your feet after the lady said that her parents had died on a golf course?
The show you saw was the one where I was least a character.
Okay.
That was the show where I was least a character. The very next day, I played a character called Hammond Rise II, who's a Rush Limbaugh type of character.
Yeah.
And I did an interview for a show called 50 Shades of Gay.
Uh-huh.
And another show called Craigslist on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And I also beamed a guy from across the room with a foam hammer.
Nice.
Because it's Hammond Rise II. His show is the Hammer of Truth. So we had little prop rubber hammers. And I just winged it because I was mad about this interview. So I winged it across. And apparently I hit the guy right square in the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could never have tried to do. I couldn't even see him because he was sitting just below the light. So I was just throwing towards the lights.
Yeah.
And apparently I smacked him right in the forehead.
Hmm. Well,
which explains why he threw it back at me later.
Well, I was going to say... You know,
we secretly replaced Bill's prop hammers with the real thing.
Yeah. Well, I would think if you kept doing that type of presentation, you would need some kind of protection.
Yes. And then while you were we did a conspiracy show.
You did a conspiracy show?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, like radio people pretending to do fake radio shows.
Ghost to
that
ghost.
Are not broadcasting. What?
We didn't talk about that part. There was nobody in the audience. It was just us and the venue tech.
Oh, Bill.
So we really were pretending that time.
Well, yeah, well, life imitating art.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, I do got to ask you, Bill. I mean, did this lady who you had that little incident with,
Did
she ever find out?
She saw me the very next day, and she said,
thank you for the free promotion.
I hope that went okay. I hope that wasn't a problem. I said, no, it's perfectly okay. It worked out just as well as we could have possibly hoped, and you did a fine job.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're saying no. Still doesn't know until...
No, and in fact, that's part of what Captain Patrick wanted. Captain Patrick wanted it to be kind of Andy Kaufman-esque.
Right.
And then...
So the only ones who got the joke were you.
Were us. But I got to tell you...
And me. I got the joke.
You got the joke.
And that was worth it.
Yes.
Because let's face it, it's all about me.
There we are.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was genius on many levels. Very entertaining.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And, yeah, you know.
You have a marginally different opinion than every reviewer that saw it.
Just marginally, though.
Marginally.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Are you going to do this again, or are we going to?
I think we might. We've been talking about it a little bit, and we're going to see what we can maybe put together for a future performance. We like the idea of setting up the remote gear and doing a show. So we're going to see if we can do something. Maybe we'll script it next time and have it be a scripted show.
Why would you waste time doing that?
Because then it could be consistently funny.
Yeah, I'll never buy into that idea.
Okay, and
right.
You know, this show is proof of that.
Well, that's
really,
what I was going
to
say.
Right down to it.
You know, but anyway, all right. So I know we kind of got a little off track today, but I had to go there. I had to get this out and explain to everyone what I saw.
You can actually find out more about this if you go to Facebook and type in Radio Free Fringe.
Okay.
Radio Free Fringe. Type in Radio Free Fringe.
And they'll see all the reviews.
We'll see our references to the reviews.
Yeah. What was your particular show or thing called?
It was called Radio Free Fringe.
Radio Free Fringe. So reviews would be like Orlando Theater Critic. Why?
Actually, what he said was... And he didn't see your show. He saw the same characters on Monday night. And there's a point in time when I kind of apologized to the audience because we would just sit around during the breaks. Because if you've ever done a radio remote, when it's breaks, that's when the talent actually just rests. We pretty much just sit around. You might, you know, look at the things
typically,
you want to talk about in the next segment.
Yeah, no, but here on Scuba Radio, that's where the real magic happens. You think we sound good now? You should hear us during the commercial breaks.
Yeah. Hair and makeup's in here.
If we could only capture that on the air.
Yeah, it never happened.
We'd be millionaires.
But when you're sitting around in a remote, I mean, you're essentially sitting around during that part, usually.
Yeah.
And so I actually just threw out a line and said, yeah, you know, watching radio really isn't all that interesting.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out, he uses that exact quote in his review.
Ah.
Wow.
That's not good.
Well, at least he pulled a line from your play.
There it is. There it is.
He was paying attention.
I got credited.
You should have told him that, oh, man, you should have been here the other night. Some lady talked about how her parents died. Anyway, good times. All right, so that was, I don't know, really didn't have anything to do with diving, but it was
someone like us,
fun.
Greg, to go off topic like that.
Yeah, I know.
I know. But every once in a while, you got to mix it up. All right, so there were a lot of things going on in the news before I get to Pup's birthday and all that kind of stuff. More video has been, you know, thrown out there. You know, I was talking about this last week with the Great White video of the spear fisherman. Me and Pete from Scuba Board talked about that quite a bit. Sure enough, I don't know where he is at the, or what is Leslie or Le, I don't know. They got a name for this great white they've been tracking.
Catherine,
yeah. And she was down seen off of Key Largo, and then I guess headed out somewhere. And we're going to talk about that. But another video that popped up on my radar this week that you may have seen, it involved sharks. I don't know. There's some kind of shark YouTube mania video thing going on right now. Ooh. We'll get into that next. Stay close. Fishman and Great White off of Cape Canaveral. It was on Fox News, CNN. I mean, it went viral big time. And I don't know if they know if it was Catherine, but they think it might have been the same shark that they tracked all the way down to Key Largo. Do you hear that, Bubble Boy? You know, that's what one
it
of
has a transponder in it, some type of
yeah. They, but I don't know. There are some people there making that connection, whether it was or not. Who knows? The thing about that, as we spoke about last week, is what you don't see is that the guy had been spearfishing for some time. He probably had fish hanging from a stringer on him when the great white came in and investigated him. But nobody's covering that or talking about that part. And he didn't seem to be volunteering that information, whether or not he had fish on him or not. But the fact that spearfishing was going on, and that's probably, well, it is. When you look at the video, anybody knows how sharks will react in that situation. You would, he had to have fish
Greg,
on
him. He didn't have any fish on him, but I did hear he had a BC comprised of whale blubber.
He was wearing a meat necklace or something. Now, the other video that popped up this week, and this, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Because of that video, I think there's been a plethora of other videos have popped up. There was another one from New Smyrna Beach of a surfer, I believe, who had a GoPro on, and he actually got the shot of schooling sharks off of New Smyrna, where the people are swimming right there, and there's like 12 or so sharks. When you go underwater, he looks around, they're swimming all around him, and the people that are swimming like 20 feet away have no idea.
Oh, God, I was just there Thursday, Greg.
Yes. And that happens all the time.
Well, the lifeguard kept blowing her whistle, and I'm like, what's going on here?
Shark! Yeah.
They don't like me anyway.
Yeah. But they made that video out to them, like, oh, my God, look, it's the Jaws in real life. And then, you know, the thing is, this is happening every single day. People just don't know it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's no big deal. They don't normally bother you unless you get into a situation where they're feeding and that kind of thing. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if this continues, because there's definitely been a rash of shark videos out on YouTube lately. We'll see if that simmers down. There's a nice manta video we just popped up on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. We'll talk about it just a bit as well. You got to check that out. And we'll get to that right after the Dan tip next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 248. When your wife asks the inevitable, does the wetsuit make me look fat question?
Of course it makes you look fat.
An acceptable diver's reply is, no, it's not the wetsuit.
Oh, come on.
And...
you haven't even tried donuts yet.
Remember to budget for an additional surcharge when traveling as a single on your next dive trip somewhere.
You want to store fat? That is the way to store some fat.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm feeling great, Greg.
You look it. The very picture of health.
Not a bad thing for a doctor to be.
Funny, but it does remind me of a question I wanted to ask you.
And what's that?
We've talked about dive fitness, but what about being physically ready for a dive? Do you mind talking about that?
Of course not. Where would you like to start?
Well, aside from encouraging people to incorporate a fitness regimen into their daily life.
Always a fan of that plan.
I thought you would like that. But let's talk about what divers can do in the days prior to a dive to ensure they're ready.
That's a really good topic. I know a lot of times divers get so focused on taking care of their dive gear or dive planning, they tend to put taking care of themselves at the bottom of the list.
So where do you start?
Start with getting plenty of sleep. Sleep deprivation does a lot of things to a person that aren't good. It diminishes our energy levels and can impair judgment. It can also decrease our strength and stamina. All of these things are important on a dive, so make sure you get plenty of sleep in the nights leading up to a dive, especially the night before.
I'll never argue with getting more sleep. Now, what else can we do?
Drink more.
All right. A doctor telling me to drink more.
Water.
Yeah, right. Okay, I knew it was too good to be true. Can I just drink some on the way to the dive site, though?
If only it were that easy. Hydration is a key contributor to staying healthy while diving, but it doesn't happen overnight. If you don't already do so as a regular part of your day, start hydrating several days prior to a dive. Try to keep caffeinated and alcoholic beverages to a minimum, as they tend to dehydrate us, which is obviously not the goal.
Can I at least eat more?
Definitely, but make sure you go quality over quantity. Food provides the fuel we burn, so absolutely eat something before you dive. If you're headed out on the boat, you may not want a greasy breakfast, but then again, do whatever works for you.
What else can we do?
Remember that mental fitness is as important as physical fitness. Be comfortable with the dive you're doing and stay within those comfort limits.
Is there anything that combines mental and physical?
Sure. We spend a lot of time educating divers on recognizing potential problems after a dive, but we sometimes forget to remind them to be aware of their starting status. When you wake up in the morning of a dive, especially the first one you'll do, take a minute to do a self-check. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Be aware of any aches and pains you might already be experiencing, and give yourself a baseline to work off of after the dive. Of course, if you're ever in doubt about your post-dive health, call someone. But no matter what, being really aware of how you feel before a dive can really be a good thing.
You're right. We do have a tendency to forget to check in with ourselves before a dive, don't we?
We do. And we can put ourselves through a lot of angst later because of it.
Okay. There is one more point that has to be a beneficial factor in being ready to dive. I joke about it and give you a hard time, but what about that fitness regimen?
It's kind of a no-brainer that a fitness regimen is good for you for a lot of reasons. And the benefits definitely extend to diving. I know we've talked about this extensively in other tips, but overall fitness can benefit you on the cardiovascular, circulatory, and muscular level. And all of those physical elements play into your health when diving. So yes, a daily fitness regimen can and should be considered a positive way to prepare yourself to dive.
Planning your dive and prepping your gear are key aspects to dive preparation. But don't forget to take care of you, too. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of fluids, and make sure you're mentally ready to go. The dive can't go on without you, so be sure to give yourself as much prep time and consideration as you do everything else. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so these YouTube videos have been, they've been going viral big time the last couple weeks. I think it probably started with that spearfishing great white video. And that was Cape Canaveral, right there off of, just east of Orlando, where we're based out of. Now, another video popped up this past week of some schooling sharks off of New Smyrna Beach, which, by the way, is real close to Daytona, just to give you an idea. And that area right there is the shark bite capital of the world. Now, and that's how you'll see it on the news. Like, oh, last year there was 10 shark attacks. Well, they're usually little nips to people's toes and ankles and, maybe a few stitches here and there. These sharks are going after bait fish in the water, and they end up biting surfers and swimmers' legs there. But it's not like a great white attack or something where people are chomped in half or anything like that. But there are plenty of sharks in that area, and that's why they have these situations, because they school in the area and they feed in the area, and people swim and surf. And this time of year, we're at the beginning of summer, and people are going to the beach, more people in the water. Sharks in the water, cage in the water, goes in the water. I forget.
Shark?
Yeah, something like that. And anyway, this guy got it on video. Next thing you know, it's on Fox and CNN and everybody going, oh, God, look, it's Summer of the Shark. And then it blows over as soon as some real news pops up, which there was a lot this week. So it didn't really get as much play on the national media as maybe that first one with the spear fishermen. But one did pop up on my desk or in my email boxes yesterday, and I just popped it over onto the Scuba Radio Facebook page. And by the way, you want to get that, just go to scubaradio.com, click on the Facebook link, and it'll take you right to the Scuba Radio Facebook page. And this video is cool. Now, you remember this probably a year or two ago that we saw a video that went viral big time of a dolphin that came up to the scuba divers at the Manta Night Dive in Kona, Hawaii. And almost looked like it was like, hey, look, I got some fishing line on me. Can you guys help a brother out? And they came up and took the fishing string off of him. And the dolphin almost came up and rubbed up against him. And it looked like there was some serious communication going on. Huh. Quite amazing video. It's still there on YouTube. Just dolphin rescue Kona, Hawaii, or mantas or something.
I think dolphin fishing line will get you there.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. And you can see that video. Now, there's a new one of a manta that was caught up in fishing line in the Philippines. And I just saw this one, and it's almost exactly the same thing as the dolphin, but this time it's the manta that is looking like, they see that it has fishing line cutting into one of its wings. And they go up, and one of the dive masters goes up and clips off a section of it, and he kind of spooks the manta a little bit, and it kind of goes, oh, wait. But then it kind of looks like the manta realizes, like, hey, they're trying to help me. And he swims back around and slows down and like, hey, can you get this stuff off me? And there's an interesting interaction, amazing interaction on the video that looks exactly the same as that dolphin video. And that's at Facebook or the Scuba Radio Facebook fan page. Go there, check it out.
What? Except that mantas don't give you the same impression of,
well, they don't have
intelligence.
That painted on smile. That dolphins do
that
are legitimate. All
yeah,
know,
Greg.
I mean,
how are you not sure the
element?
How are you not sure the manta is like struggling, and then when the guy shows up, he's like, "Oh God, he's here, he's got me," and he just gives up.
Well, that could be. I guess it's a matter of interpretation, isn't it? But it just goes to show you we don't really know what's going on when it comes to these animals, and you just have to wait and see, I guess, or see if this just continues on. I mean, are they really asking for our help? We don't know. I mean, that's kind of how it looked with the dolphin video. Now, the manta thing, it's hard to say. I'm not sure the manta kind of came and showed up and said, hey, I got this thing on me. Can you help me out? It doesn't necessarily look like that, because when he came up and he chopped the fishing string off him initially, the manta did flip out a little bit and swim around and like, hey, what are you doing? But then it kind of came back around, like, realized, like, wait, there's less crap on me. Maybe if I do it again, there'll be even more stuff off of me. And it did. Then you did see kind of like some communication going on. Same thing. I've seen a video with a with whales as well. There's that whale video with a fishing getting caught in the fishing line. That is a similar type of thing.
And fish do this all the time amongst themselves with the cleaner shrimp and the cleaner wrasses.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is like if it's a whale. He just thinks his divers is possibly a really big cleaner wrasse or shrimp.
Possibly, yeah.
That's an interesting theory. I never thought about that. It's like, you know, how do you go underwater, and if you are looking for whales or big animals, you have to disguise yourself as a cleaner shrimp. You have to mimic them.
Oh, it's a cleaner wrasse. Is that what you...
There's the shrimp and there's the wrasse. I guess it's a different type of approach. Wrasse, you would have to swim. And a shrimp, you would have to get up on a rock and wiggle your butt very rapidly.
You know, that has never attracted whales before, or anything, really. Are you sure? Honestly. I've tried.
Clean her ass.
Yeah, I remember. This. Look.
Whoa!
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Well, Dan is my buddy, my dive buddy, Dan. He's always there beside me to lend a helping hand, my buddy Dan.
Well, that could have been it. When I surprised the Scuba Cowboy last weekend for his 50th birthday, he is on Scuba Radio right now. Pup, how are you, man? Welcome.
I am fantastic, buddy.
Are you sure? You're like half a century old now, dude.
I understand that. I'm only halfway there, man.
Okay.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, that's right. It's half empty. Or half, I don't know, half
exactly.
Full. Yeah, one of those. You know, once you get past that thing, you don't remember things like that, and you just kind of forget which one it was.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. It only gets worse, trust me. But, in a way, it gets better because you forget everything, and so everything's like a new and refreshing type of, it's all brand new. So
exactly, and you can't really be held accountable, right? I mean, you know, to some degree.
Yeah, to some degree. If you stay, one step above the law or keep, bouncing between states... Which is what I did.
Exactly. Yeah. I will say this much. I'm trying really hard to forget the last segment when you mentioned standing on a rock and wiggling your butt. For some reason, that just was not a good image in my head.
Well, first of all, see, dementia is already kicking in because that wasn't me. That was Bill. as Bill the producer. It was his butt that was wiggling. And the thing is, he wasn't even trying to wiggle it. Once he gets you to a certain age, you just have to stand there and your butt will start wiggling.
You get a little jiggle.
A little,
I see. It's kind of a reflex thing.
Yeah, I have what we call butt palsy.
Butt palsy. Oh, dear God. Anyway, well, happy birthday to you, pup. And
well, thanks, man. That was such a wonderful surprise, you coming out, man. We had a great time.
Yeah. Well, little does he know, as I was on the lam, and I needed a place to hide out for a couple days.
Uh-oh.
And I figured, hey, why not, you know, the marijuana's legal in Colorado. Why not go there?
That's why you went.
Right, you're right. Why not have a little Rocky Mountain higher, huh?
Yeah, something like that. So, but we
something like that. From the bottom of the ocean to the top of the Rockies, we got you covered.
That's right. You know, we did
that's
have
what Scuba Radio's all about.
We did have a great time, and it was funny because Mermaid Tiffany picked me up at the airport to go surprise Pup at his house. And the only thing we didn't have, and that I was planning to do, Pup, and you can thank me now, is we didn't have our giant cake, and I was going to jump out of a giant cake in a thong for your 50th.
Wow. There's another one I'm going to try to delete.
And now keep in mind, it's a giant cake, but not a giant thong.
Well, no,
it was actually that's one right. of Mermaid Tiffany's thongs.
I wore the thong. I just didn't have a cake to jump out of. You know.
I appreciate you putting an outer layer on over the thong. That was very helpful, and that actually helped some of the other guests stay at the party. So.
Well, says you. I don't know. I had a few people at that party.
You think
checking
you might
out
lure a few more that way? You never know.
Anyway,
we could try it next time.
Yeah. No, we had a good time, though. And, you know, your buddy Jeff was there. He had some guitars. I grabbed a guitar. We got to jam for a few hours.
We had a good old time, man. You were even on the drum set part of the time. We had a blast.
Yeah, it was just good times. And he does have quite the digs out there in Colorado. Scuba Cowboy knows
that. It's not a bad place to hang out, is it?
Not a bad place at all. But, you know, we had that. Next week we head out to Long Beach, California. Are you ready to go out there and play some scuba tunes for our friends out there on the left coast? What do you
I'm
think?
Ready. We're going out to the left coast. I'm anxious. I'm actually going to go in like a day ahead of time and see some friends and stuff. So, but yes, of course, I'm happy to be back in Long Beach at the show down there. Always a good time. Always get to see lots of divers. That's our favorite people.
Absolutely. And, you know, Pup's going to be performing before the show and during the show. We're going to have a booth inside the show as well, but we'll be set up at the entrance of the scuba show to welcome everybody as they walk into the event.
Cool.
With our mermaids on display. We got stuff to give away, Nano protective cases with the Scuba Radio logo on them. We have some, I think, Polar Pro GoPro lenses to give away, Scuba Radio tchotchkes, all kinds of cool stuff. So everybody walking into the scuba show will have a shot at some pretty cool prizes. And then they have a huge amount of raffle prizes, including a trip on a Scuba Radio scuba cruise to join us in Saba St. Kitts in October. If you come to the show, you'll have a shot to win that as well and join us there. And Pup's going to be on board for that. So, you know, the 50th birthday anniversary or celebration for the Scuba Cowboy will continue at least through then, if not through the entire year.
I like this plan a lot. Yeah,
absolutely. And we'll, you know, we had our little private party and Colorado last week, and then we'll go open up the floodgates and welcome all these people out on the left coast and kind of kick it off in a public fashion maybe next week in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show, biggest diving event west of the Mississippi for sure. Well, yeah, you know, pretty much the world. It's huge. It's massive. It's a great time for sure. So I know you're excited.
Always fun.
And, you know, we got a few more days before we had to head out to the left coast. That should be just enough time for you to recover from your birthday celebration. You think, Pup, or no?
Just about, yeah. I'm actually on my way to a gig right now, so I have to play today. So I had to kind of, you know, sober up a bit and get ready to roll. So
very nice. All right, well, I'll let you get to it, and happy birthday again. Glad you're still kicking. We got plenty more dives to do, my friend.
I got all kinds of stuff coming up. We got a new album this year, another new Trop Rock album besides the Scoo album. There's just all kinds of stuff in the horizon. So, yeah, we're up for a really great year this year. And like I said, man, I can't thank you enough. I had a fantastic time. That was so cool. What a surprise having Greg the Dive Master at my birthday. That was awesome.
You know, many people have had nightmares like that. So he just kind of lived the nightmare. You could say live the dream. I think nightmare is more appropriate.
Happy birthday, Pop.
Especially if there's a, you know, a thong and a giant cake involved. Anyway, all right, that'll do it for hour one. Hour two, we're going to get in with it with our friends Neil Watson, the Dive God, as well as Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, going to check in with us next hour as well. So stick around. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.